Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Oh no, it's Triple M, Jay and Dave. It's 17 away from 6. Friday morning shower 2 today, 28 degrees. Tomorrow shower 2. Was briefly talking about fuel prices a few moments ago. I've got a rant about that whole thing.
Well, it is kind of high compared to the rest of the country, isn't
Adelaide
it?
Adelaide is like 80 cents a litre at the moment or something like that. I just heard it on the night shift. Adam Chanders filling in for Luke Boner.
Yeah.
And a bloke from Adelaide called up and said, oh, yeah, no, we're paying about 80-something cents a litre. And I'm like, what? Why are we paying $1.30 still around our region? Is it because of the... obviously, COVID-19 is affecting prices and, you know, market shares.
Well, it was coming down before that anyway.
But then when I look at their prices and then we look at our prices, is it because it's being freighted here? Is that the issue?
Oh, that's a very good question. But again, upon saying that, you know, it's a little bit cheaper up in Airlie Beach and Cannonvale and even Bowen as well, where, you know, it all gets carted here before it goes up there, doesn't it?
Well, it depends on where the port is. So if they're driving it by truck...
Yeah.
Obviously, it would have to come past here first, or closer here first.
Well, doesn't it come out of here, though, because we've got the fuel tanks out near the harbour?
Yeah, I've seen them there, but I don't think that necessarily services our area, though. I may be wrong. Oh. I may be wrong. You can call me and clarify that, but...
Yeah.
80-something cents a litre in Adelaide and still paying the prices that we are around our region?
That's like the prices back in the early 90s.
I know.
That's insane.
I remember it used to be 60 cents a litre in the 80s when my parents used to fuel up.
Yeah. That's when we thought it would never run out. No. But there you go.
Now I'm paying...
That's a good question. Why are we paying so much?
Who's in charge of fuel? Like in the government?
Oh.
Is there like a fuel minister? Because if there is, we need to readdress your job description. I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I think the ACCC actually have something to do with that as well.
And we need to discuss how much two bottles of Coke at the local servos are. That's ridiculous as well. Put that on your agenda.
$2 for $6.
$2 for $6. And you get a free Mars bar.
Yes.
I think most of the time, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mars bars are usually out of date within a few days, so that's why I buy them. just to support the economy, you know.
That
but it's 80 cents a litre in Adelaide in Mackay with Sundays. Up to $1.30.
Yeah.
If you've got any answers for us, 13 27 10's a phone number. It's 5:45 at Triple M morning.
Absolutely feel pressure.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Shawn Mendes, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 8 minutes away from 6 o'clock. News headlines up in just a moment. We'll check the latest on COVID-19. 5 confirmed cases for Mackay with Sunday's region.
You've brought up a hornet's nest, Jay, because we were talking about the fuel prices here in Mackay and why they're so much dearer than everywhere else.
Well, Adelaide in particular has fuel for around 89 cents. We're paying $1.30-ish.
Yeah.
In Mackay with Sundays.
And you can't figure out why it's so dear here compared to, say, Cannavale or Airlie Beach or something like that. Ridiculous, so to help us out, Rod, mate, morning.
Yeah, that fuel, all those big diesel tanks out there, most of them are for the mines. The trucks you see running around, they've got a fleet of trucks running 24/7 to the mine.
Okay.
That's why they build those extra diesel tanks out there to keep up with the demand for the mine.
So where does our fuel come from?
I think they ship it in and then they pump it out into those tanks. I'm not sure.
Mm. But it doesn't make sense as to why we are paying so much more compared to Adelaide.
Well, the most stupid thing is we have an agreement with OPEC where we don't produce our own fuel, and basically all the oil that we produce in Australia is fuel oil, so we can make our own fuel.
If they're trying to entice people to move to Adelaide with cheap fuel prices, you're doing the wrong thing because it's a hole.
But the worst thing is, the Arabs and Russia have just had a big falling out. They've upped production ridiculously and cut the price by a third of their fuel oil.
Yeah, and that's why the barrel per litre or per barrel was coming down before the COVID-19 thing.
Yeah, it was. It was coming way down. So if the wholesale price of fuel oil has dropped by a third, why hasn't the price of fuel dropped?
That's exactly right.
Hmm.
How is that not price gouging? But the ACCC, the toothless tiger, what do they ever do? Mm. Well, do they ever prosecute anybody?
Quite often on the news, they'll have how much the prices of fuel currently are at locations. Thanks for your call there, Rod. At the current locations,
yeah.
Like they compare and they say that the RACQs say that that's a fair price. But I'm looking at the...
$1.30 is a fair price.
Well, this is what they're saying. I'm looking at the petrol Spywatch, you know, the Spywatch petrol thing, that the app that you got on your phone.
You're always on that app.
$1.35. This is for in Mackay at the moment. $1.35
yeah.
is the average price. Yeah, $1.35, all these Caltex and Woolies.
Yeah.
But then you go to the Whitsundays... around Airlie, and because quite often they'll have cheaper fuel up there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
$1.32 on the highway. You've got up to Pindi Pindi, you know, the service station there, $1.35,
$1.32 at Kalen. This just does not make any sense.
$1.27 in the Whitsundays. So $1.26, $1.27 is the average price in Cannonvale and Airlie Beach.
Go figure. How do you figure that out? Like, honestly, I thought the all the fuel just comes here to Mackay first before it goes to Cannonvale and Airlie Beach.
$1.19 towards... Actually, do you know what?
What? Did you just say $1.19? Whereabouts is that?
I'm just trying to make sure that I've got this right.
Yeah.
There's a fuel station on the way to Townsville, just outside of Alligator Creek. $1.04, but Townsvillians are paying $1.29 as well.
Wow. Just they know how to really sting us, don't they?
And I'm just going to go to Adelaide so we can... I've got this app. It's fantastic, by the way. Petrol Spy, it's what it's called. So here in Adelaide, lots of fuel stations. 99 cents. 89 cents. 95 cents.
Wow.
This is ridiculous!
Yeah. Can we do the show from Adelaide for a little while or what?
Because I fear for my life working in Adelaide. We're not going there.
Right.
We'll get the latest in news headlines coming up in just a moment. Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Lewis Capaldi at Triple M, Jay and Dave.
Before you go.
Friday morning, time to spin up the Suburban Song Wheel. Rock in the
suburbs. Triple M Suburban Songs.
So we have a wheel in our studio here with a list of suburbs from Imeo, Bacasia, Serena, Airlie Beach, everywhere in between. We spin it up, lands on a suburb, you have to sing about it.
And then you spin it again with the song, which is on the same little pie-shaped thing on the wheel there too.
Do you want to spin up the song first this morning?
Oh, look, it makes it a little bit harder because it gives me a little bit, like, an extra 10 seconds or 20 seconds to come up with a couple of ideas with the suburb.
Makes it harder? Even better. Here we go.
Great.
All right. Song. Now, Dave has to perform this after 8 o'clock this morning live on the air.
Yeah.
You've got your work cut out for you this morning.
Why? Which one is it?
This is the song that you're...
That sounds a lot like the Foo Fighters.
It is the Foo Fighters, times like these.
Oh. Rockin'! Good stuff.
Well, it depends on what suburb you spin up, though.
Yeah, it might sound like a punk version of the Foo Fighters, just the way that I... Well, let's face it, I can't sing. Just like a lot of other people, we like to do it in the shower instead.
Okay, here we go. Here's the suburb we're going to spin up today. It was a big spin, Jay. I'm
well done, mate.
All right, drum roll, please.
Here we go.
In strife.
Don't build it up like this. Makes it even worse.
The suburban song today that you will be singing about is none other than Walkerston.
Okay. I've got to do them justice.
So what sort of things, like just in a quickly now, let's jot some ideas now for Walkerston. What can you add into the song?
Well, straight away is the West Tigers, the footy club.
I'm writing these down. Don't go too fast.
Because I know Kingsley and the team, they've unfortunately had to shut their doors during the COVID-19 crisis, but the club itself, always good, and the Mighty Tigers always go well. The trucks going through the middle of town.
Oh, because Eaton Way?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I know the bypass is coming pretty soon.
Trucks through town.
So maybe put the bypass in.
Just breathe. Calm your farm.
Well, I can't because all these things are going in my head at the moment.
Okay, so you're saying bypass, right?
Yeah, we'll throw that in there. It's on the way to Eaton and Nebo.
All right, that'll do.
Okay.
So you got between now and 8:10, 15-ish this morning.
Right.
2 hours.
Okay, I'm jotting a few things down now to that song. It's going to rock.
It's the Phillies. Times like these. Our suburban songs back for this Friday morning, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 24 degrees right now in Shoal Point here, Triple M. Morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Brad Cox at Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. We've been waiting all morning for it. Here it is, our suburban song. Back in the
suburbs. Triple M suburban songs.
We spun up the wheel this morning. The Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
It's a great song.
And about Walkeston.
And a great town. This is going to be a tough one.
You've had 2 hours.
Yep. And I've written down a couple of things, like including the Mighty Tigers, the West Tigers Footy Club, even thrown in the cane fields around the area. It's on the way to Eaton and Nebo, and also the truck's going straight through town too.
Are you ready to go?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Here it is, folks, our suburban song, Walkeston, Turn It Up, at Triple M.
I'm on the Pink Dance Highway. Heading to where the Tigers they like to call home. Yeah, the trucks are rumbling down to 50k single lane on route to Nebo.
I know that line.
It's got Woolies, O'Shea's, the Duke, and then 15 minutes from Mackay, and then the rooster crows on Scott Street again. I could go back time and time again. Yes, there's a new day rising over cane fields. You know it feels just. The bypass with a past it. Walkerston, you'll finally get some sleep at night.
Aha!
It's on the way to Eton, and then the B-doubles travel past, and then Walkerston's a lovely town, you bet. I could go back time and time again.
Oh, you left me hanging.
That was enough.
Oh, man, that was a good one. That was very good this morning. I'll give you that one again. You're getting better and better at these every week, by the way.
Well, you've got to remember.
I mean, the singing's still the same.
Well, that's never going to change. But the hard thing is, like, all these recording artists, they take weeks, maybe months, to do their singles.
Yeah.
I've got 2 hours. They can play with a lot more.
If you're a Walkerstonite, give us a call this morning, 13 20 710. Good suburban song today.
That was rocking.
Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Jimmy Barnes, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Live this morning with North Jacqueline Honda. 7-year warranty across a range of vehicles. Bonus question for the pressure test. After 8 o'clock this morning, or bonus answer, we'll give you Antarctica. All right, we'll play that after 8 o'clock today. $1,000 cash on the line. Joseph sent us a message on Facebook.
G'day, Joe.
In our pageant workshop, Jay, when you said the S word before Siri.
Yes.
All of our phones in the workshop went off at this one time.
Well, we did this earlier. Yeah. Jay asked his phone, Siri, if we can play In the Nuts.
Mm.
And it said, I can't find In the Nuts in your music.
But it set off Kelly's phone.
Yeah.
Kelly called through.
Yeah.
Have you heard, there's actually, let's try something, because I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
There's apparently, you know, when Siri, like when you ask Siri a question, it sometimes gives different answers to different phones.
Oh, I've heard that on a couple of different phrases and everything, yeah.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? You know that phrase?
Yeah.
Apparently, for every phone... This is what I was only reading this on Facebook a few months ago, that Siri has a different answer for different phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Try it on yours then, first off.
Well, what we'll do, though, is I'll try it here.
Yeah.
if everybody can bring your phone close to the speaker, the radio speaker, this is just a bit of fun. We're going to break away from the COVID-19 stuff for a while.
This is
lighthearted fun for
once. It's a scientific experiment.
Bring your phone closer to the speaker, because in a few seconds I'm going to say the magic words, hey, you know what?
Yep.
I'm going to do the woodchuck rhyme.
Yeah.
And then can you call us 13 27 10 and tell us what your phone said, if it was a different response to what Siri gave me.
Okay, so. Right,
here we go.
Let's try your one first. And turn your speaker up too.
Here we go. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
That's rude. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
42. That can't be right.
42. That can't be right.
Should I try it on mine?
13, 27, 10. Yeah, give us a crack on yours. What did your Siri say?
Hey Siri, how much wood would a woodchuck? I can't even say.
Forget it. You had one job. One job. 13, 27, 10. Give us a call this morning. What did your Siri say in response to that phrase? Up just a moment, 19 to 8. Triple M morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M. Morgan Evans at Triple M. The Diamonds. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 7:15. Live this morning, North Jacqueline Honda, 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles. A little overcast today. Possible shower too, the Bureau says, again for tomorrow and for Sunday.
Look, during these testing times, there's quite a number of the medical staff that are standing up. They're on the front line and doing a fantastic job. And McDonald's decided to come to the party and actually thank all the healthcare workers. Great idea. And Nikki from McDonald's is on the phone right now. G'day, Nikki. Sorry, I missed what your name was. You there?
That's right.
Oh, there you go. Are you there?
Yep.
Hey.
Kelly, was it?
Yes.
What happened when we said, hey, Siri?
It answered you and it said, Dancing in the Elevator by Norris Nutt.
What? Can we see if we can find that song?
Dancing in the Elevator by Norris Nutt.
Yes.
Hang on, I'm going to find... I don't think the music director is probably that savvy to have that song in here. Norris Nutt... No, there's nothing in the computer. We'll search for it, all right? How does that sound? We'll search for it.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call, Kel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See ya.
Things at Siri... Honestly.
Yeah.
You watch this, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
14, 14, 14, 14, 14. Now it's broken.
Right. All that build up for nothing.
It didn't work. Apparently it restarts.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Every time I say Sue, mine goes off.
Yeah, it's because you sound like Cecil when you're doing it.
Hey, Sue. Yep, see? It's just got off.
Her name's Sue now. It's not Siri and Sue. All right, news headlines coming up in just a moment. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Good morning, Triple M.
Hey, it's Shaz.
Hey, Shaz, how you doing?
Siri's a cheeky bitch.
What has she said to you now?
She asked me if I didn't have anything better to do.
See? She must have a different answer for everybody. I love that. Oh, man. But honestly, answer the question. Do you have anything better to do with your time?
Oh, obviously not.
Yeah, well, we're all in lockdown. Well, self-isolation now, so.
Oh, you've made me laugh.
No, some of us still have to go to work and serve the public.
Yes, good
and,
work.
You're doing a good job at that too, Shaz. Thanks for the call, hey.
You're welcome.
See ya. Have a good day. Bye. There you go. Makes us laugh. Wow.
You can sit there for hours on end. Just asking Siri stupid questions.
No more. Oh, my God, that's made me laugh. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. News headlines coming up in just a moment. Not far away from playing the pressure test this morning. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them right, you get the cash. It's not far away here at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M. Good morning.
Now, so why did McDonald's decide to do this? Obviously, the medical workers are doing a great job. Is this something to try and I guess, make it easier for our medical workers?
Correct. Make it easier. Keep them hydrated and caffeinated.
Yeah.
But also to say thank you, because they are at the front lines at this time and we need as many of them as possible to stay healthy and be there for us and our families.
I think it's good that McDonald's is 24 hours as well, because they work some very long hours, those emergency workers.
They do. They are working 24 hours, some of them, and we are going to stay 24 hours for them.
Yeah, and that was my next question. A lot of people have spoken about, you know, other fast food chains and things that have shut down, but you guys are going to stay open, because let me tell you, a life without McDonald's for me is one that I don't want to live, just quietly.
Oh, yes, I agree that I'm in the same boat. So as long as Arona doesn't shut us down in a total lockdown, we will be open.
Yeah, right.
Just out of curiosity, and I know this is going off topic, how much work do you guys do through the drive-through compared to people going into the store? And did it make much of a difference?
It's made a massive difference, which is great, because we want everyone to stay protected. So our drive-through is currently running about 90%.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And most visits, 90% of the visits are drive-through. As you know, we still have our dining rooms open for walk-ins, but 90% of people are coming through drive-thru, which is great.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening at the moment, they're a medical worker and they want to know how they can get their free coffee to keep them caffeinated and hydrated, what do we do? How do we get that? Do we just say to the person at the drive-thru?
Yes, correct. And so it's not just for anyone working in the hospitals. It's for ambulance, paramedics, healthcare workers, aged care workers.
Yep.
It's for anyone that's working in the medical profession, looking after anybody for our community.
All right, well, we'll get the info on to it. Well, I work with Dave. Am I a carer for the elderly?
Well, going off the coffee that you guys made yesterday, I'm going to have to say no.
Did you see that coffee, did you?
Yes. Let's just say, please don't go and try and become a professional barista.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Nikki.
The photo Nikki's talking about, it's on our Facebook page, Triple M and Kywood Sundays. Nikki, you're doing a great job. And thank you it might be something so small to some people, but it means the world to the people who are making sure that our region are looked after. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys. Stay safe.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.